Imagine you're standing at the end of a long, dark corridor. There's a light at the end of the corridor and there are doors on either side. This is a bit like looking ahead of yourself and thinking about your career path, isn't it? There may be a goal at the end. You may anticipate there's things that you need to do along the way to get there, but it's pretty scary. In this episode of The Change Show, we're going to think about that corridor. It's called the Corridor Principle, and we're going to try to understand how it can help us relaunch our careers and bring about that success that we're looking for. Let's get started. Hi, this is Simon Phillips, and this is The Change Show, which is here to help you tackle life's challenges and life's real changes. And today we're thinking about career change in particular. Career change can be incredibly scary. It takes away the security of knowing what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. We may look at other jobs and other careers, but we wonder, is it just a case of thinking that the grass is greener over there? We worry we may have to start at the bottom of the ladder again, or that our skills are not really that transferable. In fact, many people don't even consider a career change until they're pushed, until they've been asked to leave their job or the organization around them is crumbling and the job doesn't even exist anymore. But for some people, life has changed out of all recognition in the last few years, and they feel like they're being pulled in a different direction. But whatever your circumstances, whether you're being pushed or whether you feel like you're being pulled, if you want to relaunch your career, you've got to think about things in a certain way. If you're going to pivot your career, if you're going to go in a completely different direction, the corridor principle is going to help you. Basically, the corridor principle is just stating that those who are willing to open the doors of opportunity whilst they have a specific goal in mind are the ones that are likely to succeed. It's based on some research by a guy called Robert Ronstadt of Babson College, who did a 12-year study of MBA graduates, which concluded that those who achieved success were those who were willing to launch, those who were willing to step out and do something different. So let's have a think about how we can use that thinking to relaunch our careers. Well, the first place to start is to think about the organization that you'd like to join or the career you'd like to pursue and do a quick assessment as to whether or not it's right for you. Is it the right cultural fit? There's no point, for example, seeking to join a startup that's incredibly entrepreneurial if the thing that you value most is stability. There's no point thinking about a career in local government if the thing that you value most is autonomy and excitement. So checking it's the right cultural fit for you is the first thing to do. The second is to find out, what are you passionate about? Now, don't get bent out of shape by the concept of passion and think, well, I'm not really passionate about anything when it comes to work. Break it down. Passion is made up of your competence, the degree of autonomy that you enjoy, and the relatedness between us and the people around us. So what's your competence? What are your skills? What is your experience? Capture all of that. Write it down. Writing things down always creates more clarity. Then think about autonomy. How much do you like to work on your own compared to working with others? How much do you value being able to make your own decisions and direct your own work? That will have an impact on the types of careers that you look at. And then think about relatedness and relationships. Are they really important to you? Do you value working with others more than working on your own? And of course, that can come down to your personality. And the last thing you can do as you consider relaunching your career is see if there's opportunities for you to try some things out, to open some of those doors on the corridor. Because if we don't open the doors, all that we do is make assumptions about what that career is really like. Is there something you can do on the side? Is there something you can do when you get home from work? And of course, the other quick way of doing this is, who do you know in your network that's already doing it? Take them out for a coffee, chat to them about your aspirations, ask them some very pertinent questions, and listen to find out, is this going to be the right fit for you? And once you've done all that, go about some simple personal branding activities. Think about your attributes, not just your skills. Are you really determined? Are you curious? Are you dependable? What are the adjectives that describe you personally? What connections do you have? You may have connections in the industry that you're applying to. But if you don't, what functional connections do you have? People who maybe have a skill set that could be applied and connected to your next employer, or that you could work with as you set up your own business. And a big part of personal branding is, what are you passionate about? So go back to that part of this video and have a think about, did you actually capture them? Did you write them down? Have you got a clear sense of who you are? Because who you are is not a job title. It's not about your role in your family or your community. Who you are is what you stand for. What are your values? What's your vision? Take some time to think about that and then work out how you can make that a feature of your own personal branding. And if you do all of that and launch yourself meaningfully into some steps that are going to open some of those doors on the corridor, over time you'll acquire the mindset and the skill set of the person that is going to get to the light at the end of the corridor. It's who we become along the way that matters. Look forward to catching up with you again next week. Take care.